Amen. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean in those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and a log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and a burnt offering in a holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy." I want to preach you just a minute tonight. It's got to be my help on this thought. Sick, and I know it. Sick, and I know it. I mean, we're living in a day and time. There's people that sin sick all around us, and they don't know it. You go out and knock on doors and talk to people, and they're living in sin and living in all kind of ungodliness that's contrary to the Word of God. I want to say, let me just stop and say this. If what you're doing is contrary to what God says, it's sin. Amen? If God says it's wrong in this book, then it's sin. I don't care what the world, I don't care how much the world justifies it. I don't care how much the world says it's all right. Praise God. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. It's not gray, praise God. It's plain truth from God. And He lays it down for us. He shows. And what about a God that loves us enough that shows us everything that's wrong? But praise God, He also shows us everything that's right. Amen. So we can gather up around the Word of God, praise God, and we can get help if we realize we're sick. But there's a whole lot in the world today, they won't even admit that they're sick. Amen. They have no need for a physician because they're not sick. But praise God, you get sick, praise God, you get sick enough, you'll start hunting you a doctor. Amen. You'll start looking for somebody with a cure. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, praise God. I'm glad I know the cure. I'm glad I know the one, praise God, that's got everything I need. He's got the prescription, praise God. He write it out for me so I can see it. Shows it to me, praise God, so I can look upon it. Amen. And then I take it, praise God, because He give it to me. Amen. Amen. Best prescription in the world won't do you no good if you don't get it filled. And the best prescription won't do you no good if you get it filled and you don't take it. Amen. But praise God, when God gives it to you and you get it filled and you take it, glory be to God, in a little bit you'll start feeling better. Amen. I won't say if people that's living in sin, praise God, and don't know it, they don't even realize, praise God, how miserable they really are. But we see it all around us today. We see our children, our loved ones, people all around getting hooked on drugs and alcohol and pornography and everything else, trying to satisfy the sickness. But it's sin sickness that they're trying to overcome. And that stuff don't do nothing but make it worse. It makes it worse day by day. Continually gets worse. Continue to get sicker and sicker and sicker. Till sometimes, praise God, it's just killing people. Amen. It's killing them. But we see here in the Word of God in the type of this leper. We see a leper. Now, a leper is a picture of sin. Amen. It's that's in us that'll come out of us. Amen. Leprosy is something that's in you. And it incubates and it begins to grow. And then it begins to come out to the outside. How many people you know, praise God, got caught up in sin? And they hide it real well for a long time. It's just in there and they're sneaking around and they're doing things that they think they're getting by with. But Brother Fender preached there Friday night, praise God. God knows. Amen. Mama may not know. Daddy may not know. Your mom and your papa and your granny may not know. But I will say, praise God, God knows. He knows exactly what you're doing. And He knows why you're doing it. So that sin, praise God, that's inside, it'll begin to come to the outside. Now, leprosy, it would break out in great old big sores, lesions, spotted places. Amen. We're seeing that around the country today. We're seeing it at our young people. It's caught up on this heroin and this methamphetamine. It's coming out on praise. Hey, they do it secretly. They sneak around and they do all these things. But praise God, in a little bit, praise God, everybody begins to see it. It begins to come out. Amen. Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. It will. So this leprosy we see, it's in you and it'll come out of you. But what happens to these lepers, same thing we have to do with sin, iniquity, sin, praise God, it's infectious and it has to be quarantined. Amen? Yeah. Now I thought about this when I went up and visited Brother Charles. He's got that C. diff and it's highly contagious. And it's transmitted by bodily fluids and things. So if you get it on, you get it in your mouth, your eyes, then you can get that. And you can begin to be sick too. So in order to protect from that, they have to be isolated. Same way with these lepers, praise God. Sin has to be isolated. Amen. We're living a day and hour, praise God. We're not so much on isolating sin no more. We'll bring sin right in. We'll invite it in. We'll welcome it warmly. Amen. We'll say, well, just come as you are, praise God. It'll be all right. And we'll let it come in and it'll infiltrate. You say, well, preach the way you preach. We're never going to have a big church. No, but we'll have some, praise God, that'll know the truth and will stand for what's right. Yeah. Amen. I'd rather have 25, praise God, that'll stay with God, that'll walk with God, that'll live for God than 150 that's out there living for the devil. That's come in, that's hypocrites, praise God, come in on Sunday morning and say, pray, oh, how great I am, praise God, and they're lost in the bald high weeds, don't know nothing about God, living like the devil, amen. I'd rather have 25 that love Jesus. Amen. Ahead. But there's a whole world out there, praise God, that's deceived. And if we ain't careful, we got to stay isolated. Amen. Quarantine. Amen. Because that stuff that comes in, if we let it, it's contagious. Infectious. Amen. Brother X has had a little thing going on, praise God, so he's not shaking hands. Well, because he said, might be catching. Amen. So he isolates himself without handling us and loving on us, praise God. Amen. Because if you get that stuff on you, praise God, if we ain't careful, it comes in and it'll begin to come out. And it can get ugly. Amen. Especially these stomach things. You get to a place, praise God, like I am with that rap, I can't throw up. Amen. So if I get a stomach virus, praise God, I've just got to suffer it out, wait till it goes a different direction. Amen. And it ain't always good. Praise God. Amen. So we got to keep the infection out. Praise God. We got to keep it coordinated. We can't allow stuff to come in. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 5? Paul was talking to the church, a young church, and he said, there's some stuff going on here. There's some fornication, praise God, that's going on here that wouldn't even be done by a bunch of wicked lost people. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me just read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, it is reported commonly, verse 1, that there is fornication among you, such fornication as not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Amen. They done got into incest, wickedness with his father's wife. And he said, you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. Amen. He said, what do you want to do? You want to have a whole church full of this stuff? Amen. He said, it needs to be got rid of. Needs to be. But somebody needs to talk to these folks. Somebody needs to do something. Praise God, but you've been alive by thinking, well, you know, look what they're doing. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. You may think it's funny, but God don't. Amen. He said, for I verily as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Now watch this. That the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's professed church member. He's professed to be saved, but he's living in fornication with his mother. Praise God. He said, listen, this or his father's wife. He said, he need to put him away and let Satan deal with him. That Satan would destroy the flesh. Amen. So that his soul might be preserved. In other words, get him into a state of mind where he'll begin to look up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Amen. But we're living a day and hour. They say, oh, preacher said, you know, we just got to go along to get along. Huh? Have you ever heard that? Yeah, preacher, we just got to kind of go along to get along. You know, we can kind of fit in with these other churches around us. We can fit in with the people down the road and everything. We got to go along to get along because we don't want to make no waves. Amen. We need to be making waves. We need to be making tidal waves in the day we live. Amen. Standing for what's right, praise God, as a rock, praise God, as a solid rock, and let the wave crash over us, glory be to God, that it wash somebody's sins away. Amen. Those living waters. He said, purge out therefore the old leaven, that he may be a new lump, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Amen. He said, I write unto you, an apostle, not to cut the company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for that then must ye needs go out of the world. Amen. He said, you need to stand up and be alive to these people because they're all around. He said, we can't come out among them. He said, we're in the midst. Praise God, we're in them, but we're not of them. Amen. We're separate. We keep ourselves separate. How do you do that? By keeping your face in the book. Amen. By staying with God. Praise the Lord. Verse 12, he said, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within. Amen. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Amen. He says, you got to get this wickedness out of there. If not, it's going to mess everything up. Amen. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. If we get to seeing somebody that's living in sin, and we think it's all right, we pat them on the back and say, ah, good. What are you? That a boy. Amen. What if we do that to our children? What if our children, we're raising them up and they do things that's wrong according to what God says, and we say, well, that'll be all right. How are our children going to live? What kind of hope are they going to have? Amen. We got to reprimand them by the Word of God and say, you know what? That's wrong. Amen. Now, I've preached before, when they get a certain age, they got to mind their own. They're going to do what they want to do. We can't make them do anything, praise God, but we can still tell them the truth. Amen. And that truth, praise God, I believe God said His Word wouldn't go out void, but it would come back. It would find a place to help that heart. Amen. When they come around, amen. Who God gets our attention. Praise God. So we see this leper, praise God. He's here and he's infectious and he's quarantined. He's set off. He's isolated. But he said in the day of cleansing, He said he shall be brought unto the priest. Now we see this leper. Now this leper is a sinner in need of salvation. We see that. Amen. He's a sinner in need of salvation. Now we see this story play out in Book of Luke chapter 17. Book of Luke chapter 17 verse 11. Luke 17 verse 11, the Bible, it's a story, remember the story of the 10 lepers? Luke chapter 17 verse 11. He said, and it came to pass as we went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. Now apparently they'd done been isolated. Amen. They'd done been quarantined. They'd done been put away. But he said they were 10 lepers. In other words, they was 10 old sinners. Amen. Leprosy always a type of sin. And they're 10 old sinners and they've done been separated. They've been isolated. And they lifted up their voices. Now what happened here, they realized that there was something wrong. They realized that there was a sickness. Amen. And they realized that they couldn't help themselves. Amen. See, when an old sinner, praise God, have you ever noticed how we try to turn over a new leaf? We'll sit here under the preaching of the Word of God and we'll say, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to do better. I'm going to do... Well, that's what's the problem. See, we got our problems. You know what we need to do? Say, you know what? Lord Jesus, please help me, because tomorrow I need to live what that man of God, what the Lord Jesus Christ is showing me today. Amen. I need to live up to this. I need to realize that there's sickness in me, there's sinfulness in me, and I need the help of the Lord every day. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do. Lest I be tempted. Amen. And they lifted up their voices when they realized, praise God, they've done isolated. They realized they were sick. And they realized they couldn't heal themselves. So they cried out to the Master. Amen. Glory be God. It'll always work. Amen. So they lift up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Now that was by the law. That's what they had to do. When they were cleansed, they had to go to the priest. And they had to ask the priest, they had to show themselves to the priest, and the priest had to proclaim them to be clean of the leprosy. So what the Lord was doing here, he was putting their faith to the test. Amen. They was 10 of them. And as they went away, they went off. Praise God, he said they were cleansed. They all 10. They were all cleansed. But now watch what verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God. Now, when an old sinner gets saved, when an old sinner gets help from God, amen, we don't go out, praise God, and say, boy, look what I was able to accomplish. Amen. What we do is we fall on our face again and say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the help you've given me. I could have never done this without you. Amen. And boy, you know what? That brings glory to God. He gets the glory. He gets the praise. And things get better from there on out. Amen. But he said, this fellow turned back and lifted with a loud voice. Amen. Why? What? He wasn't ashamed of what God had done for him. I mean, listen, if we realize that we're sinners and we're apt to sin, praise God. Amen. It will bring glory to our heart. We ought to shout it from the rooftop when God heals us of our sickness. Amen. Amen. Tell you, when God brings me through something, boy, I give him praise. I say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing me. Amen. When I had that pneumonia in the lower part of my lung, a lower respiratory infection, praise God, I'd never even heard of that before. I've heard of upper respiratory infections, but I'd never heard of one in the lower lung. But boy, when God brought me through that, brought me out of that part, I've been praising Him ever since. I said, Lord God, if you'll just help me, I'll just preach louder than I ever did. Amen. Bless your hearts. Amen. Glory be God, because He just filled me full. I just want to give Him praise with every breath I have, glory be God, because it belongs to Him. Amen. Amen. This old sinner come to himself, he's cleansed, and he come back and he lifted up his voice to glorify God. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Amen. Old half-breed. In our country, we call him a cur. Amen. We used to have him old mountain curs, him old town dog, praise God. And that's what they were. They were crossed up. But that's the best kind, amen. They have staying power. But he said, hey, listen, he said, this fellow was a Samaritan, but he come and he fell on his face because he realized who had touched him. Jesus answering said, were they not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Amen. And he said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. But Brother Rex, I just wonder about the other 9. Amen. I wonder about those other 9, praise God. They just kept on going. I wonder if they even went to the priest. Huh? I wonder if they even went to the priest, showed himself to the priest, showed this clean. But this one, praise God, he come back and he realized who had made him clean. And he come back and he fell on his face, loud voice, and said, glory to God. Amen. Highest. Praise the Lord. Because he realized who had done the work in him. Couldn't do it by himself, but God had done it in him. Bless his holy name. He was the one that offered that salvation. He was the one that gave him that help. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that that leper, on the day of his cleansing, it was time for him to cleanse. Leviticus chapter 14, it was time for his cleansing. He said, you know what he said? He said, I've had enough of this. Amen. He said, I need some help. Amen. And the Bible says here, and he shall be brought unto the priest. You want me to tell you what will bring you to our great high priest? The Holy Ghost of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God to come where you're at. He'll show you where you're at. He'll show you what you need. And he'll show you, praise God, where to get that help. That'll fix your problem. Amen. He'll give you satisfaction. See, what happens is we get to looking for satisfaction. Amen. We look for satisfaction over here. And we look for satisfaction over here. That little dab of happiness that we talk about all the time. But remember, I tell you, happiness is fleeting. It just depends on what happens at that moment. But praise God, when we get to looking for joy, hey, glory to God, you'll find it down at the house of God. You'll find the Word of God. He'll make you fit, praise God, to be a child of God. And joy will fill your soul. Amen. He'll give you the contentment that you've been looking for in the world. Praise God, when you go trust in Him, have faith in Him, you'll be like at leper's heel. Praise God, you'll come back and you'll be going, woo, thank you, Jesus. Amen, I've got the goods. I've got all I need. Amen, I'm satisfied in my soul.
Amen.
Amen. You see, that soul's that inner part that lives forever. Amen, it needs to be energized. It needs to be stirred. And the only thing that'll do that right is God through the Holy Ghost. So we see this fellow, he's drawn. The drawing power draws him. And then the Bible says in verse 3, said, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. Amen. We see the priest as he goes forth out of the camp. Now we see that, praise God, in the book of Hebrews. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. He said, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Amen. I'm talking about Mount Calvary. Amen. In order to sanctify people, in order to cleanse the people, in order to help the people to be satisfied with their Savior. Amen. He suffered without the gate. He said that verse 13 says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for here have we no continuing city. He said, listen, we're just passing through here. This isn't where we're going to spend eternity. Amen? We're passing through. He said, we have no continuous city, but we seek one to come. Amen? He said, we have a great high priest. This high priest, he come out of the city, praise God. He come to where we were when we couldn't get to him, when we couldn't heal ourselves. He come to us, praise God, and he come with that healing in his wings. Amen. He died on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for you and for me, praise the Lord. So we see the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look and behold. Amen. Now that priest is the only one that can proclaim you to be clean. Amen. Now I can look at myself and I can say, boy, I'm doing a pretty good job at this. Amen. I haven't done this and I haven't done that. Yeah, but I haven't done this and I haven't done that either. Amen. But that great high priest, praise God, he looks at me and he can proclaim me before the Father as being clean. Amen. When I come through faith, believing. Amen. So he comes to look and to see. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save." Now watch this. "That which was lost." Amen. I didn't get that. I got that the other day, boy, and I about had me a spell. He said this, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save," to look out, to find, and to save that was lost. Amen. What do you say? I say, praise God, when Jesus comes looking for you, and when He finds you, praise God, it's as good as done. Amen. Amen. He saves you. He gives you that blessed hope. You can rejoice in your soul because He's come to where you was when you couldn't get to Him, and He saves your soul.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's what He does. Amen. This is reality that we're seeing today. It's the reality of God's Word. The priest shall look and behold if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. He said, "Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop." Amen. So the high priest, he says, okay, so the one that's to be clean, praise God, to be every whit clean, he has to fulfill there's got to be a shedding of blood. Amen. Like I said this morning, without shedding blood, there is no remission. So the priest, verse 5, he said, "And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water." Now what we see here is a type of Lord Jesus Christ. We see this dead bird is a picture of Calvary. And the blood that was shed, that blood that was shed on Calvary, and we see this earthen vessel, it's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ in His human body. Amen? And we see it offered up over the running water, praise God, as a type of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? So we see everything, every essence that we need for the man to be made clean. Amen? Everything that's needed to be clean. Amen. It's alive and the water's flowing, praise God, and the blood is let into that earthen vessel. He said, "As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water." Now this is a type of the death of the flesh. Putting to death the flesh, this old flesh that we live in, which we can see as deliverance from sin. Amen. That God delivers again. Praise the Lord. He delivers, and it's also a type of justification. He delivers and He justifies an old sinner that was rotten and filthy who deserved hell, praise God, but He justified him by the precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Just as if he had never sinned. Amen. Praise God. He makes him clean. Bless His holy name. He said in verse 7, said, "He shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed for the leprosy seven times." Now the seven is the number of completion. Amen. He says once we do that, once the blood, glory be to God, once the blood's been applied, praise God, nothing else needs to be done. It's complete. Amen. We have complete salvation when the blood's been applied. I believe there's a whole lot of people in the world with a profession, without a, there's never been any blood applied. Amen? We come to an altar somewhere, sometime or another, popping our blow gum with some buddies or something, and praise God, got up, and some old man said, "Hey, look, he's saved." Amen? Listen, he can't tell you you're saved. I can't tell you you're saved. Amen? That's between you and God. Amen. You can have a profession, you can get up and you can tell them that God saved you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I can't tell you you're saved. Listen, youngins, mom and daddy can't tell you you're saved. If they do, don't believe it. They may be telling you a lie. They may remember, they may have thought they seen something that you didn't. Amen. Praise God. I wouldn't trust nobody but the Holy Ghost of God to show me that I was saved. I have at peace in my heart that I'm a child of the King. Bless His holy name. But he said he'd cleanse for the leper seven times and shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. See, that's showing, praise God, that life in the Spirit. Amen. That life that comes from God through the Holy Spirit of God that lifts us up, praise God, and brings us above our sins. Amen. Keeps us out of it. I believe if God saves you, He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out. Now, sometimes there's a progress, there's a process. But praise God, I believe if God truly saves your soul, He'll lift you up out of the mess that you're in, put your feet upon the sand, and He'll bring you out of that mess. Amen. He won't leave you in sorrow and anguish and torture, praise God, of this old flesh. But He'll bring you up past it, praise God. He'll give you that newness of life, praise God. So we see this living bird loose into the open as a type of the living Spirit that's in us. We see it as a type of the resurrection. That man that was dead, praise God, has been made alive. Amen. Well, I was dead and you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Amen. But when God came along, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God, and you revived. Amen. Praise God. You come out of there shouting and praising God in resurrection, newness of life. You're not that. I wasn't the same man I was when I went down. I come back up different. There was something in me, praise God, when I do things I used to do that I didn't think was wrong, praise God. All of a sudden I realized I shouldn't be doing those things. Amen. Praise God. That newness of life that God gives us. That resurrection, bringing us out, praise God. The newness of life that gives us a different walk, a different talk, a different attitude. Amen? Amen? We don't do the same things we used to do. We don't say the same things we used to. We act different. We react different. Amen? God makes us into a new creature, new creation. Amen? Praise God. He takes that old man away. Well, who does it? God does it. Just to say that, God does it. We can't do it. Amen? This leper can't heal himself. But God has to do the healing. God has to do the works. Because we can't. Till our people, our loved ones and people around, till they realize their lost condition, to realize their need for a great physician. Amen. To cut that old sin out of their lives. Amen. Praise God. That's what has to happen. He has to cut it out. Get rid of it, praise God. And then they can have a newness of life. They can have that joy and peace that they're looking for. And it's all because of God.
Amen.
Amen. We see verse 11. The priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. Can you see this? A type of Lord Jesus Christ as He brings us before the Father. Amen. He brings that old leprous person before the Father. He brings him clean. He brings us whole again before the Father. And He begins to present us. Because the Father, God Almighty, is the one that does the work. He's the only one that can proclaim us clean. He's the only one that can make us clean. Praise God. In the volume of the book, it's written of Him. And we can be clean indeed when we're clean in Him.
Amen.
He cleans us up. Amen. He's the only one that can do it. And at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering and a log of oil and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the burnt offering in the holy place. For as a sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy.
Amen.
Amen. He brings it into that holy, that most holy place, into the presence of God Almighty, and He blesses our heart, and He gives us that strength that we need in a holy life, holy living for God. Amen. We can't be holy without Him, but we have to come into His presence. He has to work in us, amen, in order to give us the holiness that we need. We see that manifest here in Titus chapter 3. In Titus chapter 3, the holiness that man needs. Now in verses 1 through 3, we see how man, praise God, how man it can get messed up. And we see man's need. Amen. He said, but put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, and to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves, he tells us what we were. But I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, you're not this no more. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. He said, that's the way we used to be. You remember those days? Amen. I hope you've come out of those. I hope you're not none of these things no more. But in verse 4, he says, but after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He said, they something moved in, praise God, and made a difference, changed us from the inside out. Now, in the beginning of this, I said that leprosy, it starts on the inside and it works its way out. So what God does, the Bible says here, God goes in and He starts on the inside and He works His way out. Amen. You know what He does, Brother Rick? He pushes out all that old leprosy. All that old person, all that old man that we used to be, praise God, He pushes it out and He gets rid of it. Amen. Praise God. He pushes it plumb away. He said, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of what? Eternal life. See, that old leper that was dying, he said, because of what God has done, praise God, he said, they're made alive and they begin to live. They begin to have true life in Christ Jesus. Amen. He's the only life there is. Amen. If you're trying to live life without Him, you don't have no life. You're already dead. You're already eat up with leprosy. God Almighty is the only one that can give us salvation. Amen. He's the only one that can give us help. He said, but in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Amen. He said, we can't save ourselves. We can't help ourselves. But God has everything we need. He said, even for that leper, that one that has a vile, disgusting sin life, praise God, sins coming from the inside, coming out, and just, they say their ears and their nose and their fingers, their appendages start to just canker and fall off, begin to fall apart. Amen? Maybe that's what I've got. Leprosy. Me and Brother Robert, we're falling apart. Amen? Things. But praise God. He said, God's the only one that can take that that's falling apart and put it back together again. Amen. And so we begin to give God the praise, give God the honor and the glory, praise God, realizing that in Him all things are complete. Amen. It's finished. It was finished on Calvary for you and I. And we just accept it, we believe it, we stay in the Word, we look and we see, praise God, for the marvelous grace of God that's ministered down to you and I. Even today, when everything's wicked around us, when people's lost their minds. And people crazy. I don't understand people no more. I mean, people that can be so easily persuaded in different directions that don't stand for nothing. And the thing is, if we ain't careful, we're going to go down the same path as our forefathers. We're going now into different places all around this country, Brother John, and we're taking down statues of soldiers and things that was a reminder of what we've been through. Amen? It's a reminder of where we've been as a society. And when we take all those down and we get rid of them, guess what? We're going to rewind and we're going to do it all over again. Because we'll forget. Bible says not to forget to remember where God brought us from. But when we begin to take them down, we begin to destroy them, begin to get them out of our sight, we'll lose sight of what's right, praise God, and we'll do it all over again. Amen. I told somebody the other day, we're headed right straight down the same line that we was in 1932 when Hitler began to rise up. We begin to indoctrinate our children, praise God. Don't listen to mama. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to the church. Don't throw away your Bible. Amen. And when we do that, we're headed in the wrong direction. Amen. But it's time for God's people to stand up and say, you know what? Praise God. I know that God is a delivering God. Amen. He's a justifying God just as if we hadn't sinned. Praise God. When we put our faith and a trust in the Lord, He'll take the reins. As Brother Rex said a while ago, praise God, when we scoot over and let Him drive, we need to put God in control of this thing. And you know how we do that? By praying, seeking His face, day in and day out. Steadfastness in the Lord, because this thing's going to get ugly. Amen. Leprosy, we're going to see that old sinfulness coming out in people all over this country. And we're seeing it. Amen. And it's going to wax worse and worse. God said so. Amen. It's going to wax worse and worse. And then the end. But praise God, I'm glad I know who holds tomorrow. I know who's got me all the way to the end of the way. Amen. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's mine and I'm His. I have a blessed promise and a blessed hope in Him this evening. What about you? You have that hope?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's that cure for whatever ails you. If we'll just trust Him. He said, trust and obey. Amen. He said, trust and obey. Pray believing that we might receive. Do you believe in Him today?
Amen.
Amen. He is able. He is able to keep us, to touch us, to help us, to heal us. He's able. We just have to pray believing that we might see a miracle again. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got folks that's going to go have surgery and stuff this week, and we need to pray believing that God's going to touch them. That this deal that John's got going on, praise God, God's going to touch him and bring him through it. Amen. He's going to come back in here shouting, praising God for His goodness. And we'll get to fall in there and shout. See, that's what it's about. Praying for each other, lifting each other up, and praise God, and then rejoicing when the results come in. Amen. Because God is the one that does the healing. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise His name. Stand with me. I hope we've said something to encourage your heart. Amen. We know that God has all the answers. Praise God. And amen. Even the questions that's not even been asked yet, God knows the answers. Praise God. See, I have a problem because I know everything. Amen. I know everything. Everything that I know, praise God. But these questions that's never been asked that I don't know nothing about. Amen. But I can know things that I know, but He knows all things. And He's the one I'm trusting in, not me. Praise the Lord. Bless His name.